Be unto you in peace from God our Father, from our Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you may be seated. I don't know if you listened carefully to that Old Testament lesson. It is a juicy one, and it's got tripwires, and it's got red flags all over, and that may be why they gave it to a retired professor to work with, because there's nothing to lose. It's the exile. God's people in Babylon, and it's not like they were immigrants. It's not like they were refugees even. They're captives, wondering if they'd ever see home again. Not sure what their future is or even who they were or where God fits in. Oh yeah, God. As often happens, God sends, co-opts a prophet to sort that out with the people. Yeah, God says, you're there and you're going to be there, and it's not some ginormous mistake, and it's not a blip or a blink in the Lord's lordship. I created heaven and earth and everything under heaven and everything on the earth, and there's nothing that happens outside of my lordship. And I therefore roused my servant. And it's not my servant Moses. And it's not my servant David. It's my servant Nebuchadnezzar, go figure. To save you and to save the world for what you had made of yourselves. Oh yeah, Israel, did you catch you by surprise? Nebuchadnezzar, the beast, is my servant? Well, maybe he didn't get the memo either. And he may have thought that what he was doing was, you know, what he wanted to do. And maybe it was, kind of like Caesar Augustus, kind of like Pontius Pilate and a whole bunch of them out there. I created heaven. I created earth. I created Israel. I created Nebuchadnezzar. And if there's darkness, or calamity, or woe, or evil, as the King James translates it, and it is the Hebrew, ra. If there is disaster and darkness, I created that too. What you are frightened of, and what you are bemoaning, is my work. I have not absconded. I have not abdicated. I've simply upped the ante. I've tailor-made an exile just for you. A designer exile. And therefore, it's not for you to decide what is improper for me or unfit or impossible, nor is it your place to try to avoid it or to escape it or to pray your way out from under what I have created. I created heaven. I created earth. And you here. So I could work on you. And strip you, and cleanse you, and create a new heart within you, and a new people. And when I get there, when we get there, I will activate my anointed one, Mashiach, in Hebrew, usually translated Messiah, right? I will activate my Messiah. Septuagint translates that Christos. I will activate my Christ. And he's Cyrus of Persia to free you to restore you, not just to Judah, but to me, and for the world. And maybe he didn't get the memo either. Or maybe this whole reading was itself the memo. I create heaven and earth and a lot of things. I also create shalom, the shalom that the world cannot give, the shalom that we cannot manufacture for ourselves, the shalom, like a lot of other things, that passes all understanding. And I create light. Light to eternity, light in eternity, light for eternity, so that, and there is a purpose statement in this whole reading, so that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, and every place in between, people may know, I am Yahweh. And the earth will open up, it will open wide, and salvation and righteousness will spring up. I, Yahweh, have created this. I have created the world for this. I have created you for the world for this. I have created. Now, the place where all of this energy narrows to one moment in history is the cross. The designer cross. The meeting place of darkness and calamity with light and shalom. I create heaven and earth. I create calamity and darkness and light and shalom, all of which are beyond our understanding. But the place I show myself, it's at the cross. It's at that place where it all meets and it all centers in the gory glory of the cross, where evil around us and in us is met head on, where forgiveness flows, however, and a new spirit sanctifies and enables life in a broken heart, a broken world. God does not back away from messes or from jeers or fears or tears, but plants the cross smack dab in the middle of it and plants the people of the cross there as well. I create heaven and earth. I create bread and wine. I create water and infuse them all. I create you, designer creatures, washed, strengthened, whatever our darkness, for myself, for my world. In the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.